In this next edition of Americana Music Profiles, I speak with Nicola Rozier of Molly's Kiss. This self-described folk band, lost in the middle of France, is evidence that the influence of American roots music is far-reaching. Thanks for tuning in to Americana Music Profiles. It's Season 3, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine in print and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com online. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's join in on another great conversation with one of the Americana music industry's super talented artists. Well, hi, Nicola. Welcome to the program today.
Hi. Hi, Greg. I'm really glad to be here with you.
Yes, me
and,
too.
And a little bit stressed because it's my first interview in English. So I'll do my best, but I'm sorry in advance for the mistakes and for my accent.
That's okay. This is our first international interview, so I will apologize in advance too. But our listeners will understand, and I'm sure they will enjoy the conversation. So, your band is Molly's Kiss. Tell me about the band. How did you? I read in your notes where you guys have been together since 2013 as a folk band. Tell me how the band got together.
Oh, we are a French folk band based in Clermont-Ferrand, a city lost in the middle of France, you know. So the band is composed of vocalist Madeleine Besson, accordionist Alexandre, and me as a vocalist.
So three-piece band, right?
Yep. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And we began performing together in 2014.
And did you all know each other as friends and musicians very long prior to forming the band?
Yes, because we live around Clermont-Ferrand, around the same city.
Okay. Okay.
We never played together before, but we know each other, yes.
Did you all play as children? Not together, but were you musicians when you were younger, growing up?
Oh, I've been playing the guitar for almost 15 years.
Okay.
15 years. It's the same for Alexandre, the accordionist, and Nadine Besson was a guitarist, but it's in the band. She sang for the first time.
Really?
She never sang in a band before.
Okay. Wow. So when you guys play, it's you on guitar and singing some, and then you have the accordion, and then Madeleine is the vocalist, but there's no other instruments, is that correct?
Yes.
How did you decide on that format? How did you decide to not have a bass or to not have percussion? What made you decide to use that formation for the band?
We want to be to create a music we could play in your living room.
Okay.
We don't want to use digital effects, computers, autotune, or anything like that.
Right.
And it's not so easy to find good musicians in France.
Okay.
And Clermont-Ferrand, it's a small city, so it's difficult to find good musicians. So, yes, just like that.
So how... so the music scene... not even just inside your small town, but in and around the area of where you are in France, Is it how is the folk music scene? Is that is there a lot of it, or is this something kind of unique for where you live?
Oh yes. In France, American folk music is not in vogue. It's not very popular.
Uh-huh.
folk music can be heard on the radio or on TV.
Okay.
If you want to discover new bands, you need to be curious and rummage through the internet. So I listen to KXP or Tiny Desk Session.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. NPR. That's it.
All right. How did you find folk music? What made you pick that as the music that you wanted to play?
When my previous band split in 2013, I was in a rock band. I was a rock guitarist. And I fall in love for American folk music.
Okay.
And so I started singing and began to take a keen interest in songwriting. I fall in love for bands like the Lumineers.
Mm-hmm.
We are really big fans of the Lumineers. Jack White,
mm-hmm.
Eddie Vedder, Nickel Creek.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
We also like Nirvana, especially the acoustic sets.
Uh-huh.
And legends like Neil Young, Johnny Cash, Emilio
sure.
Harris.
Yeah, okay.
Ben Michel, yes, and... I really fall in love for this music. With this music,
yeah. So the what kind of audiences do you find? Is it hard to find an audience? You said earlier that this music wasn't people couldn't hear it a lot. How do you find an audience for the music that you want to perform?
Oh, we try to play. To play music. You can play anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We play in clubs, in bars, libraries, small festivals.
Are there other bands? Are there other people doing what you do there?
Yes. Unfortunately, a lot of music programmers in France only swear by electronic music.
Okay.
And if you want to play folk music in on a big scene, you need to have electronic music in your folk music.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
You used the word ethnic. Is that what you said?
Sorry?
What type of music was it that you said that you needed to have in your set?
Electronic music, digital effects.
Oh, right, electronic, sure. Okay, yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And when you play just genuine folk music, it's not really popular for the programmers.
Okay.
Folks like folk music, but we've got problems with programmers.
Right, I see. Okay. So it's not necessarily the audience that you're trying to appeal to. It's the programmers that are sort of in charge of where the audiences are.
Yes, because it's not in vogue in France.
Sure. So I guess that's part of your part of what you are trying to do is make it in vogue as a band. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is that your mission? Is that part of why you want to play the music is to have more people listen to it and enjoy it?
Yes, we. we just like to play the music we love.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, and yes, if we could play for a bigger audience, it would be really cool, really great.
So it sounds like in some ways you all are pioneers of this style of music where you live.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I'm trying to think of the word that would... You are some of the... Your band is one of the bands that's sort of bringing this style of music that you love out more into the open and more popular places.
Yes. We try. It's the reason we sing in English for that reason.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because there's two reasons. Sorry. French and English are two different instruments.
Ah. Okay.
As different as a piano and guitar, you can sing the same way.
Okay.
English gives more freedom, musically speaking.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
And that, otherwise, when you're French, singing in French with a guitar and an accordion, it's a little bit cliché. You understand? Paris, Montmartre, Amélie Poulain. Some bands do that really well, but we would like to find a different sound.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. When you tour, I noticed in the notes that you sent over that you all had played in France and Germany and Italy and the Czech Republic and Hungary. How is the music received when you go into those different countries? Do they enjoy it as much?
Yes, sure. When you go to the east of Europe, people are a little bit afraid of English.
Ah, really? Okay.
Because it's not their culture for the old generations.
Right. Okay.
Because they speak German or Russian.
Uh-huh.
But English is not necessarily popular with the old generation. But when we played for the youngest, it's really cool.
Yeah. Okay. That would make sense that the younger generations would be more open and more interested in newer styles of music. I think that's even true in America, that the older generation is more, it's kind of reverse, actually. In America, the older generations would be more interested in folk music, where the younger generations would be way more interested in the electronic music. So it's kind of, because we grew up with the folk music, the older generation. The younger generation is growing up with the electronic music.
Yes, sure.
Do you all, is this a full-time project for you as a group, or do you all have other jobs that you do?
Yes. We have other jobs for the living, to make a living.
Uh-huh, right.
That's it?
Yes. Everybody.
Madeline, she's a photographer to make a living, and so she created the cover of the EP.
Ah, okay, right.
If you saw The Man on the Bridge.
Uh-huh.
she created the cover.
Okay.
She shot the picture.
Right. Okay. That's neat.
Alexandre works at Michelin, the tire manufacturer.
Okay. And what do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Teacher. Okay.
Yes, I'm a teacher for kids in a small country school.
Okay. Do you ever get a chance to share your music with them?
Yes, not necessarily my music, but I play a lot of music for them. Yes.
And you said that you you write your own music?
Yes, I wrote all of the songs.
When you all perform live, do you play all original songs, or do you also bring in some of the songs that you enjoy that are the original types of songs from the American artists?
We just play our songs.
So you're not playing any cover songs as well?
No, because in France there's a lot of cover bands, and it's not really original for us.
Sure. Okay.
Because American music, there's a lot of cover bands, not folk music, but rock, Led Zeppelin, ZZ Top, and Deep Purple,
right.
a lot of American music. So we try to get another song.
Right. Okay. What? So the new album, which is one of the reasons we're talking today, is a new EP that you all just released, and it's self-titled Molly's Kiss. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about that. Did it just come out?
Yes. It came out in February.
Okay.
So it's really a new EP. We are a do-it-yourself band.
Right. Sure. Yep.
So we do everything ourselves, including finding tour dates, recording songs,
okay.
As well as the marketing.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay. What does the what would a tour look like for you as a band for this record? How often will you get to play out? Have you started that, or is there a season for you there that you play in?
We try to tour all year, but we try to find a gig every weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
Every Saturday we try, but it's difficult.
Sure.
But we try, and we try to find some festivals for this summer.
Right. Is a potential tour to the United States, is that possibly on the horizon, or something that you all would like to do?
Yes, we definitely want to tour in the U.S. Someday, for cultural reasons. We really like American culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Movies, music, literature.
Yeah.
And it's also a white country, which implies I think lots of possibilities in terms of gigs, places,
yes.
publics, and
yes.
so on. So we'll try to tour in the U.S. someday.
Yes. How did the name Molly's Kiss, how did you decide for that as the name of the band?
It's related to the Irish punk band called Flogging Molly.
Yeah, yeah.
you know them?
Yeah, I do, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. It's also a nod, a wink to Nirvana's song, Molly's Lips.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's I guess that name, Molly, is kind of has that connection to Irish culture and music, but
yes.
that's neat, yeah. Well,
yes,
go ahead.
I can't hear you.
I think maybe I cut you off. You were getting ready to say something.
Yeah, okay. Irish, sure. And otherwise, Molly's Kiss, how can I say that? Molly's Kiss represents the kind of perfect love we are seek, but which is not really necessary to find to be happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. Well, I really enjoy your music. It's neat, and I have the advantage of course being around all of these other American musicians that are performing original material. But I would certainly, it's your music is the kind of music that would fit very well in a lot of the scenes. In this country where other original folk type music is being played. So I wish you the best with that, and I'd love to see you get the chance to come here and get a chance to play it for American audiences, because I think they would really enjoy it.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. We had the occasion to play for American people,
uh-huh.
before Australian people, we had this relationship. Yes,
right.
It was great. So we'll try to come to see you.
Yes. Yeah, that would be great. Well, if people listening to this want to hear your music and want to get a chance to connect with you, what is the best way for them to reach out and get in touch?
Website.
And that is molly'skiss.com, is that right?
Molly'skiss.com, yes.
Yes, okay.
Molly'skiss.com.
Right.
Yes.
And they can, there was an email address, they can connect to you that way. Can they also purchase music from you, the new EP?
Yes. Molly's Kiss Booking at gmail.com.
Yes. Okay. Great. Well, thanks, Nicola. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed talking to you and finding out more about your music.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate that a lot for a first interview in English. I hope it wasn't too difficult for you.
No, not at all. Very much enjoyed it. Like I said when we started, it was a new experience for me, and I think we did well. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Inside Track. We sure do appreciate you sticking around. Join us again real soon when we get together with another great artist and talking about their music. Have a great day.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.